This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Truckloads of aid are waiting to be transported over the Egyptian border into Gaza through the Rafah crossing, but the expected delivery is unlikely to raise spirits, as Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says. The humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate.
Rafah, the only crossing not controlled by Israel, has been out of operation since the first days of the conflict. But the United States and Egypt have been pushing for a deal with Israel. On Wednesday, the White House said it had been agreed for up to 20 trucks to pass through, with hopes for more later, so long as those supplies do not reach Hamas. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million residents depend on aid. According to the United Nations, before the conflict started on October 7th, about 100 trucks daily were providing humanitarian relief to the enclave.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. A major player in former U.S. President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the U.S. election has pled guilty.
In an Atlanta courtroom, Sidney Powell pled guilty to six misdemeanor charges just a day before jury selection was to begin.
How do you plead to the six counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties?
Guilty.
Fulton County prosecutor Daisha Young says the state was ready to prove their case.
The purpose of the conspiracy was to use Misty Hampton's position to unlawfully access secure elections machines in Coffee County, Georgia.
The deal's a significant win for District Attorney Fani Willis. Powell was a Trump loyalist, charged along with the former president and 16 others with violating anti-racketeering laws in an attempt to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election. The deal's an about-face for a lawyer who pushed baseless conspiracy theories about a stolen election, participated in a news conference for the Trump campaign, and a strategy meeting at the White House. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. U.S. officials say drones have struck a military base in Syria where some American troops are stationed. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The officials tell the AP one drone was shot down, but another caused minor injuries at the Al-Tanf garrison in southeastern Syria. U.S. troops are there as part of the fight against Islamic State militants. The attacks follow similar drone strikes the past few days on U.S. and coalition bases in Iraq, amid regional anger over the deadly Gaza hotel explosion. The State Department is now warning American citizens worldwide about the potential for terror attacks and violence everywhere as the Israel-Hamas war grows. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A large number of Canadian diplomats have left India in the past 24 hours amid a dispute over the murder of a Sikh separatist leader. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation said New Delhi last month asked Ottawa to reduce its diplomatic presence after Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau cited what he said was credible evidence of a potential link between the Indian government agents and the murder. Hurricane Norma has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane on Thursday. As it neared peak strength over the Pacific, it is forecast to weaken before reaching the coast of the popular tourist resorts on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. If you live in the places where hurricanes hit, you don't really need a study to tell you they're getting stronger. That being said, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a new study finds that hurricanes in the Atlantic are twice as likely to strengthen into whopper storms compared to years past.
A study in the journal Scientific Reports finds that Atlantic hurricanes are two times as likely to intensify in just 24 hours because of warmer ocean water. The study looks at the past 20 years in which storms escalated from a Category 1 into major hurricanes in just a day, 8% of the time. That's nearly triple compared to a 20-year period starting in the 1970s. Last month, Hurricane Lee ballooned from an 80-mile-per-hour storm to a Category 5 with winds at 155 miles an hour in just 24 hours. Scientists and emergency managers worry because it gives people less time to prepare. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can follow VOA on our website, voanews.com, and get information 24 hours a day at your convenience. We also have mobile apps for your smartphone. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.